All right, Marty, thank you very much. Good topic, good guest. John Berger is on this broadcast. We're talking a little bit about the economy here on Election Day. Welcoming your phone calls, 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. As we remind you that much of what John has been saying over the last 2 years on this broadcast has turned out to be correct.
Eerily so. Hauntingly so.
Well, I know. I mean, we're not trying to gloat about this, but
no.
Anyway, 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832, or your website, John, is?
Actually, I'll give you the other one because I think this one will be better for the purposes of whatever we're going to talk about today, and that is Altus Wealth, AltusWealth.com. Or if you want, you can go to the other one, which is richandfulfilling.com.
And your class tomorrow deals with your workshop.
The workshop deals with alternatives to the stock market roller coaster. And we still have some spaces left, which I appreciate you letting me mention that because I think it's really worthwhile information and education for folks to have. And fortunately, you're not going to get it from very many people, certainly not from the financial pornography outlets, nor will you get it from most stockbrokers who really just would rather you not know this stuff.
Jim's in Atascadero on KVEC. Hi, Jim.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. What's up?
Hi, Jim.
Hey, the one thing, I generally don't call in to the shows, but the one thing that nobody has answered, and I can't find anyone to answer, and maybe you can, and that question is, if all the talking heads are correct and there's a Republican change in our government, and you have the majority shifting, therefore leaving you with a lame duck Democrat majority, does not anyone realize that the amount of stuff that's going to get pushed through here, whether the minority likes it or not?
Yeah. That's a lovely thought. Thanks for sharing that, Jim.
Explain. Elaborate.
Well, okay, so if you have a substantial shift,
right.
Republicans taking over both the House and maybe going 50-50 on the Senate.
Right.
You have a lame duck session starting in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Right? How much legislation can they push through in those last couple of weeks before they leave?
Well, the flip side of that, though, is look at the problem they had in the first 2 years when they had the majority.
Yeah. I look at what they've managed to push through in the last year and a half, and it's just scary to me anyway. And so what happens if they throw a little bit of cap and trade in there, and let's just kind of toss some other things in there that are going to continue to crimp this economy even harder?
What's your concern, Jim? What are you afraid of?
Exactly those two items, cap and trade and the value-added tax.
Oh, the VAT. Well, see, this is
they're itching to get that in line. Everyone thinks that we're not keeping up with the Joneses, and the Joneses being the Europeans, and we should have this. And with the economy staggering, this would be a blow that could put it on its back.
If it isn't already. So here's my take on this in general. And Jim, you bring up some good points. We've been going for 50 years in this country, and certainly for the last 30, thinking that we can be doled out goodies from somebody and somebody else will pay for that.
Yeah.
This goes on and on and on. So it's all about buying votes and distributing wealth and redistributing wealth. And initially it works really, really well because you can kind of goose the economy. We get things growing. But eventually it's still a Ponzi scheme, and eventually it runs out of gas. Now we're sitting at the point where we have to either – we're debating, do we tax the rich? Do we tax everybody? Do we come up with a different tax that is quote-unquote fair? That would be the value-added tax. Or maybe what we do is we don't tax anybody anymore. Let's just print a lot more money and see what happens with that. Every one of those has a negative repercussion down the line.
Sure.
The question is, how much longer are we going to continue to kick the can down the road before something happens?
Jim, what else from you?
Well, that's the issue. I mean, my late father used to say, he was a depression baby. And he said back in the 60s and 70s that this country could never withstand another major issue where things like food, in those days it was food stamps and welfare, but now you say, well, let's say we're going to cut back on all the Medicare and welfare and Social Security, and granted, I'm getting my AARP notices already. So, I mean, I'm at that age, but like you say, if you start taking away, you think that the concept of throwing the bums out is bad now. Wait till that happens.
Yeah. Fair enough. Jim, thanks for the call.
And my last comment on that whole topic is that really the Republicans are no better than the Democrats. We're talking about politicians. We're talking about career politicians. They have the power. I don't know if you ever saw the email that floated around. It was a rant from 1985 that was actually published in 1995 by a guy named Reeves. It talks about the 545, the 400, the people who were in the House,
right,
plus the 100 senators, plus the president, plus the folks on the Supreme Court,
right,
who basically create all of this mess, and then they run around and they try to fix this mess, and we keep reelecting them or electing new people to fix the problems that the old people made. It's broken. This does not work, and I think we're starting to get to that point where we're realizing that.
John Berger on the Dave Congleton Show, 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832, inviting your participation in this conversation as we're talking about the economy and all the events of the last 2 years and how John Berger has been warning us that we would get to the point where we are now. But it's not like when Obama wakes up tomorrow morning, will he look in the mirror and say, oh, my God, I've screwed up?
No. No. He'll continue to try to push through the agenda. He thinks it's important. And I thoroughly respect that. I'm not sure that all this stuff that we asked for someone to come in and help us, right? And he was the man, and he stepped up to the plate, and he said he would do it.
Right.
He will go down in history as a moderate president. I don't think he'll go down as the worst. I don't think he'll go down as the best. I think he took on a load. I said this 2 years ago when I was first. There's no way I would want to volunteer for that position because you're screwed. All the stuff that's happened before you get into office predisposes the next 2 years to be absolutely ugly, and there's nothing you can do to.
But yet, John, people make parallels to '94. Clinton became a better president when the Republicans took over the House.
And that may very well be true. I don't see that as being Obama's MO as much as I did with Clinton. Clinton was a very sharp guy, but he also knew how to work, you know, the field. And I think Obama is more centrally focused on certain issues, and that's really all he's going to spend his time and energy on.
John Berger on the Dave Congleton Show, 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. Today's election day. People are voting their hearts, but they're also voting their checkbooks. So how's your checkbook? I mean, what do you hear from your clients? What are they concerned about?
My clients are doing okay because, one, they have a strategy, and so all this other stuff that's going on around them, we've really tried to make to be noise and just try to eliminate it as much as possible. And my clients have a tendency, because they are planning clients, we focus on the value proposition. So that's really where I have them focusing their energy on, not on all the stuff that you can't control, because you can't control a lot of this stuff.